What is good, everyone? This is Deanna Radulescu, your host of Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bring incredible guests from all over the world, so sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest is the visionary founder of Nubrew. He was frustrated with the lackluster non-alcoholic beverage market and led him on a journey to discover transformative benefits of kava root and kratom leaf, inspiring a revolutionary ready-to-drink beverage for individuals moving away from alcohol. Please welcome Justin Wolf. Justin, welcome to the show.
Deanna, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited about this conversation and just to be on this platform with you. I've become a fan of the podcast since we first talked, so it's an honor to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, and I've really been enjoying some of these conversations I've had with individuals like yourself that are finding alternatives to the way that, you know, we kind of live, our society lives with like celebrating, romanticizing alcohol and just all these different things. And so I tried your Nubrew and I loved it. I was like, woo, this feels great.
Yeah.
I am a fan, but I want to hear, I always like to hear my guest's journey of the reason why they created something like this. So you had your own journey of what brought you to developing this drink.
Yeah, I did, certainly. You know, I had a pretty destructive relationship with alcohol for a really long time. I mean, I'm still a young guy, I'm 34, but I started drinking at a young age in my early teens or even preteens. And it didn't take long for me to move into binge drinking and, you know, developing over those years an alcohol use disorder, if you want to put that label on it. Really just a negative relationship with alcohol. And yet I kept using it for years and years. And of course, in our society, you know, alcohol is so hyper-normalized. It's a part of all of our social rituals. You grow up with everyone around you drinking, your parents are drinking. It's this drug, what it is, right, at the end of the day, that it's not only normalized, but it's actually very abnormal or weird to not consume it. So even though I felt like, you know, in the back of my mind, I could tell there was something uniquely destructive about my relationship with it, I felt sort of a license or permission to continue doing so because everyone else around me was. It was in my late 20s that I started to come face to face with what was very much a problem for me. And really, when I fell in love and got married, I think that's when it settled in. I started to see the pain that I had been feeling myself, but sort of ignoring. I started to see it in my wife's face, right? And it was impossible to ignore at that point. Like, I was really causing suffering for the people around me. And, you know, this is sort of a long story. I'm sure we'll get into it later in our conversation. But a lot of the perspective I was able to gain on that was due to the work I did with psychedelics, with plant medicines, not the ones we use in Nubrew, but with true hallucinogens like ayahuasca and psilocybin. And once I did have this more clear picture of what I was doing to myself and what I was doing to my life and the people I love, I made the decision to leave alcohol behind. This is about 3 years ago now. After I made that decision, I started to get really curious about this non-alcoholic beverage market, right? Because especially here in LA, it's a huge thing now all over the country. Over the last 5 or so years, it's really developed in response to this mass movement away from alcohol, right? People are really looking for alternatives now. What I found was that there are a lot of products, a lot of beverage products that are built to taste like alcohol or built to look kind of like alcohol. So it looks like you're holding a drink in your hand, right? But there was nothing that was effectively replacing the effects of alcohol, right? The experience of having this sort of shift in consciousness. There's a lot of kind of snake oil type products out there. And, you know, I would throw like CBD and adaptogens and nootropics, things like that into that bucket.
Yeah.
Now, like I still use CBD. I take functional mushrooms, things like that. They can be really good for your immunity, your cognitive function. They're really healthy if you take them every day for 2 or 3 months. They don't create an experience the way that those products marketing would sort of indicate.
Right.
So I had identified this gap in the market, right? You know, people are looking for functional alternatives to alcohol, but they still want to feel a little something. And that didn't exist. And so I had this idea in my head And later discovered the two plants we use in New Brew. And that was sort of like the genesis of all of this.
Very cool. Yeah. You know, I feel like anywhere we look, where we, like I mentioned before, we romanticize this idea of alcohol that we need it in everything that we do. We need it in every celebration. You know, the St. Patrick's Day was just this past weekend. And of course, people are getting stupid, you know, and it's just like, it's just such a toxic idea that I think that we all are programmed with. So from the moment that we're born, we see our parents, we see TV, everything on TV. Like, I remember the one time, like, I talked to you in the beginning of the year, but I did like Dry January. And when I did Dry January, you see how much it's shown on TV. Like, I mean, Sex and the City, like every scene, the girls on Sex, you know, drinking a martini or something. And it's like, we have this very unhealthy idea that we need some kind of chemical or drug to socialize. I don't mind getting a little buzz on, but when it comes to the point where we're being programmed to think that we need it, I think that's when it just becomes even more of a problem. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I also think we've just chosen the wrong one in a lot of ways, right? Like, why is it that this one substance that's the one that has a stranglehold over all of our ceremonies, right? All of our interactions and the way we commune together. Why is it that we've chosen one that is a neurotoxin, that is cancer causing, that fundamentally alters one's behavior and makes them, in some cases, like a different person? You know, there are plenty of other options out there that don't cause that kind of destruction, even if they're not perfect, right? Nothing is without risk, right? But this one is so deeply risky. It's just strange that's the path our culture has taken.
Yeah, I would much prefer the psychedelics.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think it would be much better for you. You know what I mean? Talk about, like, I don't know. That's my personal opinion. Talk to us about what kava root and kratom leaf are, because I know that we originally had a conversation. You educated me a little bit more, but let's tell the audience a little bit more about those two ingredients.
Yep. So kava root and kratom leaf are two ancient plants from different parts of the world. They've each been used respectively for thousands of years in their native cultures. Kava root is the root of a pepper shrub. It's native to Polynesia, so in island nations like Hawaii, Vanuatu, Fiji. It's a deeply ingrained part of their culture. You know, in those cultures, they commute around kava in drinking ceremonies, kind of the way that we do with alcohol, right? They'll all gather together almost every night, actually. And consume a ton of kava. It sort of acts as a social lubricant, similar to alcohol. It does act on GABA receptors in sort of a similar way. And it creates a lot of stress relief for people. So it's a sort of mild, social lubricant that really, like, it can help people connect with one another, and it relieves their stress for the day. Kratom leaf, on the other hand, is native to Southeast Asia. So in countries like Indonesia and Thailand, Vietnam, it's mostly used as a productivity tool. So in those cultures, people who do really difficult manual labor throughout the day will brew a bag of kratom tea in the morning and consume it throughout the day. It gives them a little bit of energy, but it also helps improve their mood. So it has like a little bit of a mild euphoric effect as well. So the kratom tree, which is a giant evergreen tree, is actually in the coffee family. It's, if you look on Wikipedia, it's like one step up and one over from the coffee plant. Okay. So it has a lot of overlap there and being sort of like a mild stimulant, but it also happens to make you feel really good. There's a different use case if you are using really high potent doses of kratom, where it can become more of an analgesic. So if you take really high doses of it, it has more of a pain relief type effect.
Oh, wow.
But that's not what we're serving up in New Brew. We're serving pretty much the smallest, lowest threshold serving of kratom, which is more in line with that sort of productivity use case.
Sure. And then the two together, they kind of complement each other within your product.
Yeah. It's kind of a magic combo. You're getting a little bit of that focus and productivity from the kratom, as well as some mild euphoria, and then stress relief and relaxation from the kava. And it comes together to, you know, I wouldn't say it mimics the feeling of alcohol. It's very different because you don't feel inebriated. You're not impaired. There's nothing intoxicating about it, but it has a very, very tangible set of effects, right? Like, it's not like the CBDs of the world where, yeah, you know, you need placebo to really kick in. Like, when you drink a can of New Brew, you will feel all of the things I just described. You'll have a mood lift. You'll feel relaxed and a sense of stress relief. And you'll also feel really focused. And if I had to describe like all of those effects together, I would say it puts you in sort of a flow state.
Yeah.
And that can be good. Not only tingly.
Yeah.
You get a little tingly. I forgot to mention that. The kava root creates like a little numbness and tingly in your mouth and sometimes throughout the body, which is super pleasant too. But that flow state that it puts you in, it's not only good as an alternative to alcohol, right? Like when you're hanging out with people, you want to be in that like really like even keel, open-hearted state.
Yeah.
It's also incredible as an alternative to coffee. You know, I use New Brew primarily at 2 or 3 p.m. in the afternoon. When I used to drink that second cup of coffee, I'll have a New Brew instead, right? And instead of like getting you all jittery and jacked up the way that a bunch of caffeine will, it'll give you energy, but it'll actually like kind of relax you into a productive state, which is sort of a different approach to focus.
Yeah, I would agree. I kind of drank it a little bit late, and I was wide awake for a while. It was a very relaxing, tingly, like happy place, you know. And but I was definitely like, okay, I probably shouldn't have drank this so close to bed.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of caffeine in it too. That's a good thing to point out. There's 30 milligrams of caffeine in each can of New Brew, which is roughly the same as a green tea or like a third or a quarter of a cup of coffee. So if you're really sensitive to caffeine, definitely don't drink it after, you know, 7 or 8 p.m. or it'll keep you up. For me, I'm not super sensitive to it. I can drink it right before bed and it'll
I cannot. Not me at all. So how did you bring those two ingredients together?
Yeah, I actually tried them for the first time together. So the work was sort of done for me. These plants, even though they, like I said, they're from very different parts of the world, they found each other long ago. There are kava bars all over the U.S. and in other parts of the world, too, that serve primarily kava, but many of them serve kratom as well. And so I was on vacation with my wife. This is probably like 6 months after I had quit drinking, and we stumbled into a kava bar, and they were serving this mixture of the two. And, you know, we tried it and were immediately just blown away, you know, by all the effects I described, and also by the fact that we were not intoxicated, right? That we felt so good, but our judgment wasn't impaired. We weren't sloppy in any way. We actually went and like got a really good workout in right after, and it helped with our workout. So it was just a total revelation. And you know, immediately thought to myself, like, how has this not found its way into a ready to drink beverage, right? That someone can go buy at the store in the US. It doesn't make any sense. So had to go do it ourselves.
And how long did that process take you? I mean, I'm just fascinated. I think it's so awesome that you came up with this yourself, or not. Well, you tasted it, but you had an idea to bring it to, like, you know, to market for more accessible to people. And how long did that take to, like, the whole, I guess, the R&D?
R&D. Totally. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. I mean, it was the better part of a year that we spent tinkering with different levels of each plant, adding in a little bit of caffeine. We experimented with a ton of other functional ingredients and landed on this. But you know, the other challenge with these plants is they're incredibly bitter. Mm. If you ever try kratom or kava in their natural form, it is not a pleasant tasting experience. So there's a lot of tinkering with different sweeteners. We only use natural ingredients, so there's none of that like artificial sweetener BS. And we were able to land on a formula that has only 3 grams of sugar. It's very low sugar. It's about 15 calories, yet it's just enough to kind of mask the taste of those plants in this delicious seltzer format.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm a fan.
What's good, everyone?
This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. So I'm very much into my vitality, my health and wellness, fitness, all those things. So I love the telehealth concierge services. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those, but there's an online telehealth resource to help you with your health and wellness, sexual health, weight loss, peptides, what have you. And I really enjoyed the last therapy I did with them. This time I'm doing weight loss, you guys, because I've been a little bit slowing down here at this age, and I'm looking for something to boost that metabolism. I highly recommend Valhalla Vitality. I have a discount code for you, Deanna15, and I will have the link in the description below for you to go sign up. Check them out. Get your appointment scheduled. You'll have a meeting with a great telehealth doctor, supervisor, consultant that will walk you through what it is that you're looking for to improve in your vitality. Again, this is Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast, and I'm here to endorse Valhalla Vitality.
So if someone's listening to this and is like kind of like on the fence and they're like, oh, well, and I think maybe I asked this in our intro call, like, will I test positive for anything illegal, right? What would you say to that?
Well, the answer is most likely no. I'm assuming you're talking about like being drug tested.
Correct.
There are, to my knowledge, there aren't drug tests that include kratom or kava on the panel. They're just not well known enough to be showing up in that way. It's tricky in a way because if someone is in hardcore substance abuse recovery, and their goal is to achieve 100% abstinence, right? They're not interested in psilocybin or cannabis or any plant medicines. I would actually recommend that they steer clear of NuBrew, because this does have like real tangible psychoactive effects. I wouldn't say that it fits into that type of puritanical sober lifestyle. If you fit into the bucket of folks or more like me who have a real issue with alcohol or another substance, but are still open to shifting their consciousness using natural plant medicines like this, then it could be a really great fit for you. So for anyone to whom this sounds really interesting, I would recommend going to our website, which is drinknewbrew.com. We have a big learning center. It's a big part of what we're doing as a company is helping educate the public about these plants. There's a real lack of information online, and there's also a lot of misinformation, kind of scary headlines. So it's important to, you know, do the investigating yourself. We try to provide all the resources we can, and then, you know, make the decision for yourself about whether this is something you want to put into your body, which is, I think, what everyone should do when it comes to anything that they're looking to consume, right?
For sure. And I mean, it's probably a much healthier alternative than alcohol. I mean, let's just be real.
Yeah. I have found that for my own life. Absolutely. This is something that it makes me feel good. It's fun. It helps me get things done. And best of all, it has effectively replaced something that had me on a path to death and destruction. And I know that sounds dramatic, but that really is where I was headed with my relationship with alcohol. And I didn't see a way up. So it's been a godsend for me. I know we talk to a lot of our customers and they share the same story. Again, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be mindful of your consumption of it because it makes you feel good. You could end up, developing a habit with it like anything else. But so long as you maintain that awareness around the way you're consuming it, I personally think that it's a much healthier, safer option for a lot of people.
Yeah. And then when you rolled this out, did you start just in California or like near where you're at? Like what did that look like? Just kind of give the little history of rolling out this awesome beverage of yours.
Yeah, definitely. So we launched NuBrew in LA here in our own backyard in March of 2023. So it's just over a year ago now.
Oh, wow.
And that meant like my brothers and I, who I started the company with, driving around LA with a bunch of NuBrew in our trunk and just pitching it. Stores, no meeting, just going for it, real like guerrilla marketing tactics. And it caught on very quickly. You know, we got into like 5-10 stores. We started getting calls from other stores and we grew to a couple hundred accounts in LA, raised some money last year. And we've continued our evolution in Southern California, but we've also moved into other markets. So Austin, mm-hmm. Texas was our second one, gotten really big there very quickly. We're now in Miami, and we're starting to sell to stores all over the country. we've also been selling the product online the whole time. So anyone across the U.S. can order a new brew directly to their doorstep that way.
That's awesome. See, that's what a great story that is. Like, you had an idea, you ran with it, and you just went out there and pounded the pavement. It's like, entrepreneur all the way.
Definitely. We know we have something special here. I think at first we were just kind of developing it for ourselves because it really fit this need in our lives. But the further along we got in the journey and the more we learned about this movement away from alcohol, the more we realized like there's a real product market fit here. And that this product, this drink has a chance to really disrupt the way that, you know, the status quo, if you will, right? The way that people commune. And that sort of stranglehold that alcohol has over those ceremonies that we all partake in, right? Like, we can really shake things up. And that's what makes this so exciting. I think that's what gets me up in the morning, is that we're really making an impact.
For sure. For sure. I mean, you guys, I had it. So, and I have to say, I did have like what he's talking about, the tingling, you know, it's very, you're not like getting inebriated like on alcohol, but you are getting like this body sensation. Just, it's a very good, a very, like you said, use pleasant, very pleasant feeling. I know you had mentioned that there's going to be a discount code for the audience in the show notes. And I'm sure if anybody wants, is listening and wants to become a distributor, they can go to your website and send a message to figure out how that, what that would look like. Can you please tell people where they can find you, connect with you, and learn more?
Yeah, definitely. The best place is through our Instagram, which is at Drink New Brew. We're super active on there. We love hearing from people, from our customers, or even from potential customers who have questions about the product. Like, we'll reply really quickly and open to having a conversation with you. Again, a big part of our company and our identity is educating people. So even if that's all you want to do is learn a little bit more, we're totally here to have that conversation.
That's awesome. And you guys, I'll put his website and his Instagram link in the show notes. So do not hesitate to go give him a follow on Instagram. And if you're interested in trying the product, go to his website, either order online or find a local, because I found some here in Chicago. So find someone that's not close to you. If there's no distributor close to you, order online and get it sent to you. And then go in the show notes to check out what that discount code is. Justin, this is the part of the show where I like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. What would you like to leave with us today?
Well, just to stay on topic, I think for anyone who is struggling with alcohol, or, you know, maybe it's a different substance, right? If you feel like you are ready to make a change, I would really advocate, you know, a period of self-reflection and then educating yourself about these alternatives that are on the market, New Brew included, right? I think that, you know, everyone you talk to will have their own set of opinions, and it's important to not just follow down some path that someone sends you down. It's important to gather all the information yourself, and you know your body, you know your mind better than anyone else possibly could, right? So gather the information, synthesize it for yourself, and make the decision on your own. What path you want to take and what sobriety or recovery or what that journey looks like for you.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. That was some great advice. Thank you for sharing your story. What an awesome, just grassroots business, you know, and the concept is just phenomenal. I think it's such a great alternative for people. And you definitely, what you're selling is, you know, it is right on the money. And I think it's great. So thank you so much, Justin. I can't wait to see how much more you guys explode and help to transform lives for people, especially if they are struggling with that relationship with alcohol. So we appreciate you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you, Deanna, for having me on. And, you know, congrats on the platform and the community you've built here. It's really awesome.
Thanks, Justin. All right, you guys. This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.